We have children from 3 months up until school age, up to the age of five. All our staff are required to do safeguarding training, and we do regular training courses on safeguarding issues. So it's important that all staff recognise any concerns, any issues.
What sort of things are you kind of told to look out for, really? Is it changing children's behaviour? What are the signs?
It's changing children's behaviour, obviously, physical, visual signs, and the characteristics of the play and the learning and the relationships with other children and with staff.
Because at the end of the day, these children, I mean, they're in your care. You know them probably better as anybody. So, I mean, you get to know them on a personal level, I guess, in terms of being able to spot that change in that child's behaviour.
Yep, each child as a key person, we aim, they build a bond and a special relationship with that person, as well as with the other staff within the rooms of the nursery. And staff will know when there is a change in a child's behaviour, which is not a normal behaviour, as we say, for that particular child.
Obviously, what Emma's wanting to achieve as well is to get children talking about what's right and what's not right. What are your thoughts on that, though?
I agree with Emma. Teaching children what is right and what is seen as wrong from an early age will hopefully then, encourage children to, when things are happening, kind of think, oh no, I'm not taught about this in nursery, in school, and will have that confidence to speak to a key person or a member of staff that they're close to.
Because you said you have children right up until school age. So is that something you'd maybe like if it was to be passed in primary schools? Maybe see it start to be maybe introduced at the later stages of nursery?
Especially through the preschool, the 3 to 5 age, it would be good to see learning and coming to that age group through a variety of different activities with the staff, children.
You're a parent yourself. I mean, sometimes people hear, the words child abuse or, and thinking of children as young as 3 to 5 being taught about elements of that. Some people would criticise it, saying it's exposing children to certain things too early. But I mean, it's not about that, is it? It's kind of adapting that material age appropriately, isn't it?
It's just through simple storytelling, simple circle time, group time activities, done through a variety of activities. Here at nursery, we have boundaries, and the children know kind of what makes them happy and what makes them sad. So it's talking about feelings. And
is that something that you as a nursery have opted to do? Because it's not compulsory for you to do that, but you choose to do that.
We choose to do that so children are able to express their feelings, they feel comfortable with staff.
Like you say, it's storytelling, it's things that children do anyway, isn't it?
Children become aware of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. It is easy to kind of nurture children to understand these things. Our children here do learn, say, behaviour boundaries, and they know what is acceptable, what is not acceptable. A simple comment is, we don't run with scissors because we may hurt ourselves. So bringing activities into the nursery to encourage learn and know behaviours.
And I guess sort of starting that at an early age, it would be good to know that that would continue once that child leaves you and goes to primary school.
And to know that that's continued in primary school, we set the basics and the boundaries here at nursery level. To know that that is continued, great, great achievement, great success.